tafsir of the noble Quran. We continue with Surah Al-Hadid, and that is the 57th Surah of the noble Quran. Now, in this verses, or in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reality of life in this world, and that there are various phases that we pass through. As human beings, that at some point, something may seem very appeasing to us, very at times it may appeal to us, but then at a later stage, that very thing no longer has that same appeal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Know that the worldly life is a play, an amusement, a show, mutual boasting amongst you, and a quest for more riches and children. It's like rain whose vegetation seemed attractive to the farmer. It then dries up and you see it turning yellow, then reduced to trampled grass. In the after, there is a severe punishment and forgiveness as well from Allah and His pleasure. This worldly life is nothing but enjoyment and a delusion. Now, we spoke about the various phases that human beings pass through. And at each phase, we feel satisfied. When a person goes through the phase of life, he feels satisfied with it. When he's over with that, he feels, looks at the same. For a child, the most fascinating thing of at the initial stages is this live play. That is the goal of life. Should someone snatch away a toy from a child, that child feels as much aggrieved as an adult may feel aggrieved if his valuable wealth or property is being usurped. We need to understand that, because that is all that the child has. However, when the very child grows a little bigger, he realizes that he deemed to be the goal of life was nothing but useless and absurd activity. And the same thing happens to one's youth, that when he is attracted by adorning himself, or she wants to adorn herself, then that is all, beauty, and that is where it ends. In old age, man gathers wealth and multiplies children. Power, prestige, pride and position are what we could term his capital goods. The Quran reminds us that this phase will also pass, and then you have the next phase of barzakh, followed by the day of resurrection. And man needs to think about those stages or phases of life, because they are really eternal without any end. And Allah has described the fleeting enjoyment of this world as such, that Allah says that it is like كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ. It is like rain, the vegetation of which attracts the farmer. And then it withers, and you see it turning yellow, and then it becomes straw. The word غَيْث means rain, and the word kuffar, being plural of kafir, is generally used as the opposite of a mu'min believer. But in this sense, it literally means a farmer. Some scholars have taken the word here in the literal sense, explaining that the farmer are happy to see the vegetation that grows in the aftermath of the rain. And some have taken the word kuffar in its popular sense of non-believer, and saying that it means that the non-believer becomes happy with this world. And there is a world of difference between the happiness and admiration of a believer and a non-believer. A believer's pleasure is directed to Allah. He believes that everything is the outcome of Allah's power, wisdom and mercy. He does not take it his life's gold. He gives up the cherished and the precious things of this world in consideration of the higher and eternal things of the year after. So that is the comparison of the reality of this world. That initially it's attractive, but then it reduces to something that you're not even interested in. After all of that, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. And in the after, there is severe punishment for the disbelievers and forgiveness from Allah, and Allah's pleasure is for the believers and the righteous ones. So in the after, people will certainly have to face one or two things. Severe punishment of the non-believers, forgiveness of Allah, that is one of the two things. And you'll either have punishment or the pleasure of Allah. Punishment, as I mentioned first, because in these verses, Allah mentions the qualities of the unbelievers. And then there are two outcomes for the believers: divine forgiveness and the divine pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maghfiratu min Allahi wa ridwan. And then in the end Allah says, wa mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur, that this worldly life is nothing but a material delusion. The current phase that we may be passing through, as much as we think of that is everything, but when we pass through it, that it just passes as a phase of our life, and then we realize that it is a deception. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها كأرض السماء والأرض. Compete each other in proceeding towards forgiveness from your Lord and to paradise, the width of which is like the width of the skies and the earth. And the competing or race here refers to either that one has to outdo each other in terms of doing good deeds. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, be among the first to go to the masjid and the last to come out. Abdullah ibn Saud said, go forward to be the first in the line of jihad and try to be present right in the front. So that is what we're being advised towards in terms of hastening. Anas radiallahu anhu said, try to be present for the first takbir of the Jamaat Salah. These are all things that we need to compete with one another. And then in the end, Allah says that, أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, that hasten towards the forgiveness of his sustainer and the paradise, the extent of which is like the extent of the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah and his messenger. That is, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ, this is the grace of Allah which he gives to whoever he wills. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah's grace is very great. So before death can overtake you, you should make preparation whereby your shortcomings are forgiven. If the heavens and the earth were to be joined together, the breath of paradise will not be equal to that. Iman and good deeds are certainly how we will attain our salvation. Then furthermore, Allah says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. No calamity can befall the earth nor your own selves which is not recorded in a book before, and we bring it into his existence in this world. And surely this is easy for Allah. So the normal calamities which afflict us in this world, drought, earthquake, and the calamities which afflict us within ourselves, illness, these are all been preordained by Allah, and it's been recorded in the preserved tablet. And these will appear in the world in accordance to what is recorded, and they cannot be increased or decreased by an iota, nor can there be any doubt. Knowledge of every single thing is intrinsic to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason why we're being told about this, because taqdeer gives us great comfort, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, so that you may not grieve that which you missed, وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, and that you not become boastful over that which you have been given. Either extreme, when we have lots of prosperity in our lives, then that makes us, that is a test from Allah. Similarly, poverty and insufficient resources also test from Allah. Either way, it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not allow prosperity to make us arrogant, nor should we allow the lack of it to make us lose faith in Allah. Allah has informed us of the fact that everything is decreed by him, and you will only get that which is ordained for you. And that is part of our iman and our belief system. And we need to believe in that. And in this there is great comfort, and there is great fulfillment and contentment. That brings us to the end of verse number 23.